Welcome back, and joining me today is Oklahoma Union Cougars head football coach Rick Winbegler. And coach, coming off a bye week, mainly the focus, I think, was to yourselves and trying to get better.
Yeah, we couldn't have come at a better time for us as a program. You know, we didn't have anybody that's seriously injured or anything like that, but it's football, it's late in the year, and you know, we have some shoulders, we have some ankles, we have some, you know, joints are a little stiff and a little sore just from the nature of the game. And so the ability to have a break, a week off before we play Commerce, Nowat, and Adair is a real blessing for us as a program. Get our guys healthy and focus on the things that we need to fix. We were able as a coaching staff to go watch Commerce play, go watch Nowat play, and so it was a great week all around for us to recharge before we gear up for Murderers Row here.
Yeah, you talk about the last three games of the regular season. They are not easy for you guys, and it all starts on homecoming night against Commerce. And Commerce, a very good football team, a senior-dominated football team. And certainly you guys have things to cut out on them.
Yeah, we've got to be really, really focused. Commerce is a very physical team. You know, they're not masking their identity at all. They're going to come at you. They're going to run the ball. They're going to run the ball off tackle. They'll get it out wide. They'll run it between the tackles. And they're going to do so with a very physical offensive line. And I'll tell you, one of the most impressive things about Commerce is their backfield. Big, thick-legged kids, tough runners, not easy to bring down. Just very powerful runners. And I know one of them is a sophomore. That I saw some powerlifting meets at Barra. Just a great runner, and I was watching them play against Wyandotte last week, and I heard people in stands talking about his deadlift numbers. You know, with deadlifting almost 500 pounds, and I think jersey number 21, I think his last name is Wilson, just another stud football player. And those guys that when they don't have the ball, are blocking machines. I saw Barra one play. He went out wide on a toss sweep and got right down the chest of a linebacker and punched the kid back about 4 yards. So We understand that we are in for a very, very physical football game, big offensive line, strong offensive line. And our guys, I think, have had a good day of practice yesterday. We're very, very focused on what we have to do. And quite frankly, I told our kids, you know, the challenge for us this week is we have got to play the best defensive game that we have played this year. You know, some of our run defense has been a little suspect. Our pass coverage has been a little suspect at times this year. And you know, we're working on it. We've identified those areas we need to fix. But at the end of it, we've got to strap on our pads. We've got to gear up because we're about to have a very, very physical four-quarter football game coming up Friday.
And I know with the defense, they've got to stop the run. But on the other side of the ball, offensively, they got to take care of business and control the clock and hopefully score some points.
Yeah, I mean, I feel pretty good about where we're at as a program with our option stuff. Very, very focused on reading our way out of things, reacting to how the defense is playing us. And one of the things that I've been most impressed about is not just with our varsity, but our middle school team. They're 7-0 this year, and they run the option too. They run it just like the high school does. And we've taught those little middle school kids to read their way out of things, and they're having great success with it. And now coming back to the varsity, where we're at now as a program with this offense, we've got ahead about a year and a half into it. And kids are able to come up to me on the sidelines and say, "Coach, this guy is doing this." And when a kid can recognize what a defense is doing and they have the confidence and the ability to communicate that to me, we can get us into the right play to respond to how the defense is playing us. And we're at a point now as an offense, I'm so proud of these guys for listening to coaching, listening to how we think about the offense, what our thought process is with the offense. Our players are able to communicate, you know, kind of some complex things back to me, and we're able to work together, really be a team with this thing and put us in a position to run the best possible play. Our big run last week, 84-yarder against Chelsea, that right before the half expired, you know, we talked, and our right tackle and our running backs and quarterbacks all looked and said, "Hey, coach, this guy, he's running outside. We can come back and run this play." And we did. We ran our little kick-out play, and that defensive end did just what the kid said. He jumped outside. We kicked him out, and we were off for an 84-yard run. So it's been very, very encouraging to see, you know, a year and a half into a what can be a very complex system, our kids are talking about it and really taking ownership of it, and it just makes you really, really proud. And I think that if we continue to build on that, that we can have some success against Commerce. So, again, kind of like I talked about, their offense, very physical. The running backs, those big backs, they all play linebacker. They play a little bit of safety. So, you know, we've got to take care of ourselves offensively and do what we do. But we also, again, like we do on defense, we've got to strap the pads up, and we got to be physical, and we got to be ready to battle for four quarters.
Well, it should be an interesting game on Friday. And, of course, it's homecoming. Hopefully we can see an upset for Oklahoma Union against Commerce. Coach, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you this Friday.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.